Yesterday, I was at a big party with more than 500 people. And one thing that is important there is not to be afraid to go and see people. So, how do you do that if you're sitting next to someone at the table or if you're just trying to go and see someone at the bar? I recommend you have already some small talk topics in mind, whatever you feel most comfortable with. So, for example, you might want. I actually talked to someone yesterday who was saying how he loves everything about watches. Since COVID, he started to spend hours and hours on YouTube trying to learn about watches. And since then, he uses that always as an icebreaker. And I actually saw him do that with someone else and then explaining me that that's what was a way for him to break the ice, especially when he wants to talk to CEOs and other senior management. But there are other topics you can select. For example, it can be about books. You can ask, "Hey, what is the current book you're reading? Which genre do you prefer?" Or it can be about movies and shows. So many people are on that. So prepare yourself, anticipate before. What are the questions you would like to ask that person if it's a person you don't know at all? So, hey, so how was the day today? What have you been doing in the city? Or what is your favorite place in the city? What restaurant do you recommend me going? You can also ask about their arrival. When did you land? How was the flight? All those couple of questions will help in the beginning to then go to another topic, such as books, movies, and watches. Whatever it can be, also pets and family. You need to find a topic that is of interest for you as well. And make sure to have two or three in mind so that you can vary and you can have more freedom to follow up on the discussion. Once you have those topics in mind, prepare for it. So look online, get more understanding of the topic, on what you could ask, what is interesting. That way, when you are in those social events, you are not focusing on the fact that you are afraid not to know what to ask, but you are rather in the mindset of building a relationship, of opening up and learning from someone. At the end of the day, it's really about being curious. Curious to know what's going on with them, who are they, how could you potentially continue the relationship, the work relationship, or private relationship in the future. The second thing, if you are somewhere in a spot in the during that event where maybe you cannot hear well, there's too much noise, or it's uncomfortable, simply ask them, "Hey, let's go outside," or "Let's go over there to the corner. Do you mind if we go over there to the corner a bit?" If you prefer having a drink, you can offer the person, "Hey, I'm gonna have a drink. Do you want something?" So don't be forced into an environment where you don't feel comfortable. Make sure that you do influence the person so that you come together into an environment that feels comfortable for you and safe so that you can engage that dialogue with that person and really learn from each other. If you don't fully understand what they're saying, so make sure first to ask questions because that way they are the one talking. But if you're not fully sure what they say, you can rephrase, you can ask again, "Hey, did you say this? Did you say you enjoy that? How come? Tell me about it." And most important, compensate as well with your body language. Show that you are into the conversation, nod, with your head. Smile when appropriate, of course, but really build that interaction with the person with your body language, not only focusing on the words since you're a bit limited or you're a bit uncomfortable with that, but really show that you are interested in connecting with that person and learning about them. And then when you want to close the discussion, you can either, hey, it was great, say, hey, it was great meeting you. Do you have a business card? Or what is your name again? And then you can put it on your phone or ask the person for their name to immediately check on LinkedIn, for example, if there's no business card. And then you can excuse yourself and say, hey, it was really a pleasure to meet you. And then you go to you and you tell them, okay, I'm going to quickly go to the bathroom. I'll see you around. I'll see you later. Or, hey, I'm going to go grab something to drink. I'll see you later. It was really a pleasure to talk with you. So have your framework prepared and ready so that you are not afraid of each of those steps. You know what is it that you have to do. And also overall, remember before to be strategic about it. Like either it's an event where you want to talk with whoever, but it can also be an event where you say, oh, I absolutely need to talk to that or that person. So make sure that you're creating as well the opportunity to go and talk to them. Otherwise, you're going to lose those opportunities to really make the best out of this experience for a professional reason. Overall, I know how this can be overwhelming, being in those social events for work, but they are so important. That's where you get to be visible. That's where you get to be known. And you need to make sure that you feel comfortable, not necessarily that you feel comfortable, but at least that you are preparing yourself for those events so that you are making best of those events. Don't forget, you're meant to be that leader. You want to impact others. You want to change systems, way of thinking. So it's important that others know you for that. Okay? I hope you're having a great day. Take good care of you and talk to you soon. Bye.